Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? Between juggling work, friends, family, and trying to figure out what's for dinner, it's easy to lose sight of the things that truly matter. And when it comes to relationships, especially romantic ones, it can be even harder to stay present and connected. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're saying I love you without really meaning it because your mind is already planning tomorrow's to-do list? Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving deep into the power of mindfulness in romantic relationships. Because let's face it, being mindful isn't just about meditating and sipping green tea, though those things are pretty awesome. It's about actively choosing to be present in every moment, especially with the people who matter most. And trust me, when it comes to love, that can make all the difference. So what exactly does mindfulness look like in a relationship? Well, picture this. You're having dinner with your partner. Instead of scrolling through social media or thinking about that work presentation looming tomorrow, you put your phone down, make eye contact, and really listen to what they are saying. You savor the taste of your food, appreciate their company, and create a genuine connection in that moment. That's mindfulness in action. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate mindfulness in your romantic relationships. 1. Listen actively. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding what your partner is saying both verbally and nonverbally. Pay attention to their tone, body language, and the emotions behind their words. It shows them that you value their thoughts and feelings. 2. Practice empathy. Try to see things from your partner's perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, understanding their point of view can help bridge the gap and foster compassion. Remember, relationships are a two-way street. Be present in the moment. Put down those devices, turn off the TV, and give your partner your undivided attention. When you're together, truly be together. Engage in conversations, go for walks, or simply cuddle on the couch and enjoy each other's company. You know that feeling when you're having a really good conversation with someone and time just flies by? That's the magic of being present. 4. Communicate effectively. Mindfulness is all about clear and open communication. Express your needs and feelings honestly, but also be receptive to what your partner has to say. Active listening, validation, and respectful disagreement are key ingredients for healthy communication. 5. Celebrate the little things. Life is full of little moments that deserve our attention, a shared laugh, a spontaneous hug, or even just a quiet cup of coffee together. Take the time to appreciate these everyday joys and cherish the special connection you share with your partner. Okay, let's get real for a second. I'm talking about a situation we've all been in. Picture this. You're having dinner with your partner, but your mind is miles away thinking about that deadline at work. You barely hear them talking about their day because you're already mentally drafting an email response. Sound familiar? That's mindfulness lacking. Now imagine a scenario where you put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen to your partner. You ask questions, engage in a conversation, and genuinely care about what they have to say. Suddenly, dinner transforms from a mundane chore into a meaningful connection. See? Mindfulness isn't just about being zen, it's about bringing that same level of awareness and intention to your relationships. And trust me, when you make that shift, the impact is incredible. You'll experience deeper connections, less conflict, and more joy in your relationship. It's a win-win for everyone involved. So, my challenge to you today is this. Start small. Choose one meal tonight where you put down your phone and truly engage with your partner. Listen actively, ask questions, and show them that they are your priority. And remember, every little step you take towards mindfulness in your relationship is a victory. Keep practicing, keep growing, and keep building that strong, resilient love. Until next time, stay mindful, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.